guys, I love y'all so much, and I hope that today's message encourages you. Be sure and like and subscribe if you are tuning in on YouTube. Comment down below what you learned in today's message and what other topics you'd like to hear talked about moving forward. And if you're tuning in via Apple or Spotify, be sure and download, rate, review. We love reading your reviews, and it actually helps us as we prepare for messages to come. And make sure to turn on your push notification so that you can know whenever episodes come out, as we have new episodes every single Wednesday. Guys, I love y'all, and I hope you enjoy the show. Hey there, Emma Mae McDaniel here. This podcast is powered by the Converge Podcast Network. What's up, incredible, loved, and valued humans? I am so, so happy and honored to welcome you to the Have You Heard podcast. I am your host, Emma Mae McDaniel, and today we have my husband on. And that's like one of my favorite settings on this podcast, is when we get to be on together. And we are talking about relationship boundaries today. So I really believe that this will bless people. This will give this will just bring insight into relationships, probably not even only romantic relationships, but friendships and families too. So I'm really excited. So guys, grab your headphones and let's get into the word. Before we kick off this conversation, I wanted to acknowledge two things with y'all. So first is, last week, if you tuned in, you probably remember that we were really excited because we were going to be starting a series as of this week on identity. And we have decided to postpone that series. So stay excited and keep looking forward to it, because it's going to be awesome as we talk about realizing who you are because of who God is. So just stay tuned. But I also wanted to let you know, we are still going to kick off a series starting next week, and it is going to be on our merch, the MMA collection. We have our spring 2022 merch coming out soon, and I am absolutely stoked. And so we saw it would be fitting if we were to have an episode to represent the message behind each merch. So that's going to be our series starting next week. So stay tuned and tell your people about it so y'all can tune in.
It's been fun because we've been designing those for quite a while now. And we've been working on them for a while. So I'm excited for that. And for you to hear the heart behind it, because everything we do with our merch or whatever, we do it just with tons of prayer and tons of meditation on scripture. And we're excited just because it's fun and it looks cute and... Yeah, I'm excited. It's going
to
be good, though.
I'm pumped. I know, it will be. It's so cool to me that, like, through clothing, you can, either when you're getting ready in the morning, you're reminded of God's promises, you're reminded of who you are in Him, reminded of who He is. And even then, whenever you're wearing that clothing all throughout the day in your interactions with people, who knows what conversations with what person could come up about the Lord simply because you wore something that had a quote on it or had a verse or whatever. So... We are very excited, but we could not tell y'all about that. And now I think it's time that we talk about some boundaries.
Yeah, I mean, because it's fun, because we were even having a conversation with a friend the other day, and we get these DMs all the time, and we talk about these different things, and it's always around the boundary. It's like, how far is too far physically? And we've done a video like that before. Mm-hmm. And like, if you haven't seen that video, it was done forever ago.
We were dating
at the time, and we'll link that video up in the corner. But like, that was a fun video to make of like, how far is too far physically. And this time we're really talking about three big ones. Mm-hmm. And that's boundaries spiritually, the emotional boundary of relationship, and the physical boundaries of relationship. And I think those three things of physical, emotional, and spiritual are things that we deal with in our everyday, especially a Christian couple, especially because that spiritual aspect is thrown in there, and you want to be wise, and you want to grow in a godly way. You want to make sure that your relationship is a godly, centered relationship, but you also want to protect your heart, and you also want to protect that. So I guess we could just start with the first one. Let's just start with spiritual boundaries. Mm-hmm. And it's, well, first of all, actually, before we do that, we're talking about this from our own mistakes, from reading scripture, from wherever, from advice that's been given to us. Mm-hmm. So like
continue. And from things we learned, like things that went well in our relationship. And we're like, wow, like I'm really glad we did that. We saw fruit in that. Mm-hmm. And so we want other people to experience the fruit of it too. Yeah.
So like go and read scripture. Go and talk to your mentors about this. But this is just a fun thing that we get to share with you. Mm-hmm. So, but Emma, how do you even look at, or what is, maybe for those people that don't even understand, what is a spiritual boundary that you can have in a relationship with someone else?
Yeah. So honestly, I heard that term or those words like a lot growing up, just throughout high school and in youth group and different things like that. But I didn't really know what it consisted of. Like, okay, like that sounds awesome. I want my relationship to honor the Lord. So if that's something, if those are boundaries I need in place, then like, I was like, then I want that. Like, but I wasn't really sure what it meant. And different things that I would hear is don't read scripture together. Mm-hmm. Don't pray together. And that was pretty much the basis of what I've heard. There may be other things that are said regarding spiritual boundaries in a relationship, but that's really what I heard. Mm-hmm. And I personally don't see those as boundaries that were beneficial for our relationship. To be so honest, Josh and I, we had, this is one of my favorite things about our relationship is that for each season of our relationship, we had a different passage of scripture that we would meditate on together. Yeah. And now Josh got them framed as a wedding gift to me. And now they're hanging on our wall in our home. So it's so sweet to go back on. But like for our dating season, we like every night we would get together and we would read through Ephesians 6. And then we would spend time in prayer, just committing our relationship to the Lord, seeking the Lord on whatever was going on in our life in that given day, in that given week. And then I remember engagement was Psalm 91. And then we transitioned right before we got married into Isaiah 53. That was something that we committed to. And honestly, it strengthened not only our relationship, but it strengthened my own walk with the Lord, just to continue to practice hiding his word in my heart. And it showed me that that was something that was a priority to Josh. Yeah. Like Josh prioritized seeking the face of the Lord. He prioritized like submitting to the authority of scripture, and he wanted to do that with me. And so I just wanted to give that little context of like for spiritual boundaries, I didn't see praying together and reading God's word together as something we needed to not do. I actually saw it as something that was healthy. Mm-hmm. So when I think of spiritual boundaries, I personally think of the fact that you are never going to take the place of God in my life.
Yeah.
That spiritual boundary is that God says, have no other gods before me. God is a jealous God. He yearns for the spirit that he put in us to dwell. He longs for you to be the king of your life. And so if Josh were to take God's place in that way, if Josh were to have more of a priority in my life than the Lord, then I would have my priorities out of whack and boundaries would have been crossed. And so that's really how I viewed spiritual boundaries of like, I'm seeking the Lord first. Yeah. And I know from that place, I know that's a good boundary because from that place, I can honor myself and honor our relationship well, no matter what season we're in.
Yeah. And I think another thing I think very important to continue to view as a spiritual boundary when considering spiritual boundaries, at least. Mm-hmm. One, if you have a spiritual boundary that you feel confident in, that you feel God's led you in, that's amazing. Mm-hmm. Stick to it. Like, the Lord is king over all. And if you have that boundary that you are sticking to, we honor you in
kudos
that.
Kudos to you.
Yeah, that's amazing. Mm-hmm. Like, we don't hear that, like, this is the only way to do it. It's just we're looking at it and we're looking at the benefits of what we did and of what has been advised to us in the past. And that's what we're seeing. So if you have that, that's amazing. Kudos to you. But I think something to really look into when considering a spiritual boundary is what's the relationship. So if it's a relationship with a sibling or a parent, or if it's a relationship with a friend, a girlfriend, a boyfriend, or whatever, or if it's a romantic relationship that is a wife to a, or a fiance or a girlfriend or boyfriend or whatever like that, before they are that to you, before they are that friend, before they are that sibling, before they are that significant other, they're first a brother and sister in Christ. If you're a Christian and you've accepted Christ, that's first and foremost the person who they are to you. Mm-hmm. And so we have to see that as that first. So whenever I think of praying with Emma, mm-hmm. I want to pray with every relationship that I have. Mm-hmm. I've noticed even in my life that the guys and the men that I have that I share things with, the men that I have that I pray alongside with, I do go closer together, and I strengthen that relationship with them because it's a common goal, and that common goal is knowing more of Christ. So for a boundary, I agree with you. I think the biggest boundary that you can have in a relationship spiritually wise is I don't want God to be like, I don't want you to be my God, mm-hmm. nor do I want God to like you to take God's place. Mm-hmm. And if my relationship with God is solely based off of your relationship with God, then that's the boundary I want to keep. Mm-hmm. Is I want to keep the boundary of, is the only time I'm reading the Bible whenever we read the Bible?
Yeah.
Is the only time I'm praying whenever we pray? Mm-hmm. Is the only time I'm thinking about scripture and I'm talking about scripture or I'm listening to like good solid worship music, like only whenever I'm with you? Mm-hmm. Because if I'm asking myself those questions, then I have a healthy boundary in my life. And if I can answer those questions honestly and say, oh, I am only praying when I'm with them or thinking about them, or I am only reading scripture because we're doing that relationship Bible study together, and that's the only time I'm actually in the Word. Well, then at that point, I think that there does need to be a boundary set. There does need to be something set in your own life and ask that question of saying, all right, I need to prioritize God first and foremost in my life. Mm-hmm. And that significant other needs to honor that. Mm-hmm. Like it needs to honor that Emma may need to step away, take a day just to go and be alone with the Father. And we're married. Like, mm-hmm. and she still needs to take those days to go and be alone with the Father, because I cannot be everything for her and she cannot be everything for me. And in the same way, it's like, no matter what relationship is, I don't want whatever I do to be based on whatever you do.
Mm-hmm. I've heard like rom-coms and Hallmark movies, which I'm a sucker for Hallmark movies and rom-coms, like love them. But there are some phrases that I have heard that I'm like, if that were the reality of my relationship, that would be a red flag. And those are the statements I'm referring to are, without you, I am nothing. You are my everything.
You complete me.
And I think there's a red flag that pops up there, because you can't be everything to another person. Mm-hmm. Only in the Lord do you lack no good thing. God says, apart from Him, you have nothing. And so I think that's what we're getting at here, is that spiritual boundary is realizing and living out that reality that it is in Christ alone that I am made whole, that I have contentment, that I lack no good thing. And it is in relationship with this person that I am strengthened, I am challenged, I am helped, I am encouraged, I am made a better version of myself. Like, I gleaned so much goodness from the life of Josh, but he is not my God. And without him, I still have a satisfied heart because I have the Lord.
Yeah.
Like, there's just there's a sweetness that is brought to a relationship whenever both are made so complete and content in the Lord. And then they're able to love each other and be able to walk with each other in the way that God designed a relationship to be.
And I think that kind of leads into and kind of drapes over even into emotional mm-hmm. boundaries. And so it's like we're talking about, like, I don't want to be completed by you. Mm-hmm. And I don't want what I do to be done because only you do it. Mm-hmm. Like, I want to be my own self person. And even if you ever take counseling, which I've taken plenty of it, so you can take notes from me.
Yeah.
That it talks about a lot of self. Mm-hmm. It talks about, like, who are you, but who are you in Christ? Or who are you, like, apart from whatever you're going through? Mm-hmm. And so in that same way, it's like emotionally, I never want my emotions to be solely based off of Emma's emotions. And I'm not saying don't be empathetic with people. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying don't be sad. Yeah, it's like even scripture says, like, weep with those who weep, rejoice with those who rejoice. Mm-hmm. Like, I want to do that.
Yeah.
And I want to be the best at that. But I don't want my emotions to be a pendulum swing on whatever you feel mm-hmm. or whatever you're going through or whatever you're doing, because I want to have my sense of self. I want to be okay, even if you're having a bad day.
Yeah.
If Emma's just having a bad day and she's at 100 miles an hour and I'm at a cool 3 miles an hour, I don't have to jump up to 100 miles an hour with her. I can sit there at my cool 3 miles an hour and just
still
listen.
Be with me.
But usually yeah. I'm the 100 miles an hour and she's the 3. But that's how I just had to give that. So, but like, I want to have that emotional boundary. I want to give myself that wall that I'm not dependent or I'm not solely relying off of you for my emotional strength.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that goes for everyone, really.
Yeah, I think that's why we kind of prefaced before we jumped in this conversation that even if you're single and you're just navigating friendships yeah. and relationships with your family and coworkers, I think this is just incredible advice that I think we all are learning from. Mm-hmm. And that is just like how to relate to people well and how to love people well. And in order to do that, I think boundaries are a healthy thing. Mm-hmm. And I immediately think of Ecclesiastes 4. Mm-hmm. Where Solomon says, like, woe to the man who falls and has no one to pick him up. Mm-hmm. And there's something sweet about that, like, one, we're made to do life in community with people.
Yeah.
But two, if I am emotionally reliant or if I am, like, totally, like, I don't know what word I'm looking for, but if I'm totally dependent on you to be mm-hmm. sustained, then if you fall down in the pit, I'm not standing there to help you up. I'm yeah. wallowing in the pit with you.
Yeah.
And so there is something like so sweet about being able to be confident in the Lord and solid in the Lord
yeah.
so that you are strengthened to empathize with people, carry others' burdens, walk mm-hmm. alongside people, mourn with those who mourn, all of those things.
Yeah.
But actually help them, mm-hmm. not jump in it with them and then you're both wallowing. Or yeah. So I think that there's just a lot of freedom in that, honestly. And you get to experience the joy of walking alongside people in a way that you don't whenever your emotions are solely feeding off of what theirs are.
Yeah. And it really does go to so many different relationships.
Mm-hmm.
It does go to a friendship. And even if you have immature parents, if you have emotionally immature parents, or if you have just friends that, wow, they're just all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to be as strong as that person's weakest moment.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's what that comes down to,
mm-hmm.
is that my strength is solely dependent off of what they're feeling or saying. And trust me, I am the king of not putting this emotional boundary in my life. There was years of just whatever my significant other or friends were thinking, like, I would just adapt to whatever they were thinking, whatever they were feeling, however they thought. Like, that's how I thought. Like, and that's just how it was for me, because I just was having to learn that. And I had to learn it the hard way of really like almost losing a sense of identity, just because it's like, whoa, wait, who am I?
What
am I actually feeling? Like, mm-hmm. what am I going through? And actually asking myself that, because if I'm solely relying off of that, I think that's really just what it comes down to, is
yeah.
I don't want to be the weakest of I don't want my strength to be their weakness.
Yeah. And it makes me think of when we were walking through premarital counseling and our our premarital counselors, who are incredible, they called it being zapped.
Yeah.
Like whenever you are, Josh walks in the door, I'm at home doing the dishes or whatever, doing homework. Mm-hmm. He walks through the door, had a terrible day, whatever, yeah. for whatever reason, something happened. And I was doing so well. There's one thing, it's one thing to be able to like say, man, I'm so sorry, babe. Like, no. let's talk about it. I hate that that happened. But then it's another thing for both of us to be a total wreck mm-hmm. and both of our days to be totally destroyed. And yeah. that's what you would call zapped. Yeah. Because then I can't help him. I can't ask him questions. Mm-hmm. I can't like help him maybe see it in a different perspective, empathize with him as to why it makes sense he's seeing it the way he's seeing it, because I'm just right there with him. So mm-hmm. yeah, there's just sweetness in relationships that come from it.
And I feel like with that scenario, like mm-hmm. me walking in the door, having a terrible day and you yeah. just doing the dishes, it's very easy for you to want to come and just fix it for me.
Oh,
make sure,
yeah.
Make sure all the house is put together. Make sure the clothes are put up. Oh, make sure dinner is all cooked. Like, make sure everything's good so that the day gets better.
Mm-hmm.
Which, there's nothing wrong about serving one another. There's nothing wrong about doing kind deeds for one another. But it's whenever I'm so afraid of what their emotions are
mm-hmm.
or what they're doing, or I'm trying to fix the situation, when in reality, it's not my job to fix the situation. It's not even my job. Even if Emma came back and she was upset, or if I came back and I was just upset with Emma, and I was just like, why aren't these dishes put up or whatever? Like, it could be literally 1,000 different things. It's not Emma's fault.
Yeah.
I'm going through my emotional whatever of that day. And Emma, at that point, has the boundary that my emotions are not your emotions. Like, I am my own self person, that she can separate the two. That though I may be so upset that those dishes are not done, or the food is not cooked, or whatever, and
mm-hmm.
I don't even know. But, like, you get to take a step back and know, I know these emotions are coming at me. I know these things are being said. But I know it has nothing to do with the dishes.
Mm-hmm.
I know it has nothing to do with dinner.
Yeah.
And I can separate it, and we can actually talk about what's real. Instead of talking about the issues, we mm-hmm. can talk about the actual problem.
Yep. Yep.
This show is part of the Converge Podcast Network and is sponsored in part by...
Scripture says that it's more blessed to give than it is to receive, and I have an incredibly awesome way for you to give today. So I've partnered with Compassion International, which is a nonprofit organization that has partnered up with local churches to help deliver kids out of poverty all over the world. And just for $38 a month, you can sponsor a child today, and you can actually have a personal relationship with them through contacting them via letters and praying for them. This is really powerful, y'all. So if you go to compassion.com/Emma, you can sponsor a child today. I love you. In the midst of full work days, it's hard to find time to get to the grocery store and make a meal at home. But with HelloFresh, me and Josh can have affordable, fresh ingredients delivered right to our door and make incredible meals. HelloFresh offers 50 menu and market items to choose from every week, including veggie, fit and wholesome, family friendly, and gourmet options, providing plenty of variety. HelloFresh cuts back on time spent in the kitchen with meals ready in around 30 minutes or even less. Plus, quick and easy meals, including 20-minute recipes and low prep and easy cleanup options, provide an even faster route to putting food on the table. That's so good. So go to HelloFresh.com/16Emma and use code 16Emma for up to 16 free meals and 3 free gifts. Again, that's HelloFresh.com/16Emma and use code 16Emma for up to 16 free meals and 3 free gifts. It makes me think of... where is it? Y'all listening will have to go look it up for me. It's probably in Hebrews. I'm almost positive it's in Hebrews. And it's when the author of the letter says, as far as it depends on you, be at peace with everyone. Mm-hmm. And just in that scenario, it makes me think like, okay, as far as it depends on me, I am going to help. I'm going to be a peacemaker. Mm-hmm. But if the responding emotions are not peaceful, if they are not happy, if they are not pleased, then I'm not going to put it on me to say, oh, like, I'm a failure. Yeah. Like, I screwed up the day. I didn't do something well enough, obviously. Like, it's like, no, there's a confidence that I have and that this is something bigger than me. This is something bigger than what we're currently seeing. And then it helps me, or you, if you're in the other scenario, because we've both been in both places, helps you love the other person better.
Yeah.
It's just good.
That is good.
Yeah.
That is good. I want to go into the next one, the most steamy one, the one we get asked about the most.
Yeah, most like for sure regarding relationships, probably.
Every single time we do a Q&A, I have not done a Q&A, or we have not done a Q&A that we have not seen this one.
Yeah.
But what is physical boundaries? Like what, how far is too far? What can I get away with and what can I not get away with scripturally, pretty much physically in a dating relationship? Like, tell me, Emma. What can I do, please, so I can go have fun?
Well, I first want to, like, affirm y'all and encourage you that I think it's so cool that that is a lot of the questions because I don't know all of the hearts that from which those questions are flowing. But simply the fact that you're asking the questions shows that you desire to go about this journey well. Mm-hmm. And so I just want to say I'm proud of you for asking. And I hope that the addressing of this question helps you and equips you to go about your journey well. Yeah. And you are probably expecting me to give this whole laundry list of things that you should do and you should not do and things that you should wear and should not wear and things that places you should go and shouldn't go and all those things. And before I get into that, I do want to first and foremost say, like, scripture is so clear regarding the physical boundary of sex is for the purpose of a husband and a wife within marriage. And like it's the most beautiful experience when it's within marriage, because that's what God's designed, and his design is pleasing and good and perfect. And there may be moments of gratification and pleasure outside of the marriage whenever sex is had, but I can guarantee you that it's nothing like what is within marriage, simply because every good and perfect gift comes from God. Amen. So it being outside of God's design, just simply that in of itself says that it's not good and perfect, and it's lacking what God intended for you to experience within what he designed.
Yeah.
Now going to the laundry list, I'm not going to give you one. Bummer.
Bam, bam, bam. That's what I was wanting.
We're not going to give you a laundry list because I think along with that simply being like sex is for marriage, like that is clear.
And it doesn't end there.
Like, and it does not end there.
It's not like that's the only boundary you can't do. And I think a lot of times a lot of Christians are like, okay, I just cannot, just don't have sex, Emma. Mm-hmm. Like that's it. Like, and then everything else is free game, right? Like, is that how that works?
No. But I say that and I state it clearly up front because there are different things that are going to be like a big no-no for me than what may be a big no-no for Josh. Like just things that I am convicted about that I'm like, yeah, that may be perfectly okay for somebody. And it like aligns with scripture. It's like okay outside of marriage, but like I just do not have peace about it. I just have a clear understanding from the Lord that that is not something that I am to do. And I think that that's something that just really is needed within any romantic relationship, that you get one-on-one with God and you understand like what, seek peace and pursue it. What is the Lord convicting you of? And then talk about it, because you can't expect that person that you're with to read your mind or know what the Holy Spirit is telling you and to know what you're convicted about, because they can't read your mind. And so that I think is a big physical boundary which may sound crazy because it's just words, but communicate about your physical boundaries, because that way y'all are on the same page and you're actually able to not only honor the Lord because you're keeping in step with the Spirit, but also you're being able to honor each other. Yeah. And that shows love is not self-seeking. Like if I may be totally at peace about something, like we're all good, but Josh is not, well, then too bad, so sad, Emma. Like, I love Josh and I love God. Therefore, to honor that, we're not going to do it, even though I may be okay with it.
Yeah.
Even though I may be okay with it. And so, but I also want to just give an encouragement to you also. This is why I'm not giving a big laundry list of things, is because I think that whenever you are deciding what your physical boundaries should be in a relationship, as you talk with your person and talk with the Lord, you should filter it through the question, what pleases God? What brings honor to my God? Like, I think of scriptures that say, flee from sexual immorality, and whatever you, like, in view of God's mercy, honor the Lord. Like, give your bodies as a living sacrifice to Him. Let everything in your life be of worship to Him, that is holy and pleasing to Him. So I think that that in and of itself, like, answers the question of not how far is too far. That should not be the question we're asking. The question we should be asking is, God, what brings you glory and what brings you honor? And I think through that question and being honest about what He's informing you with, what's in His word, what you're hearing from your godly counsel as He encourages you through that, like, that in and of itself will guide you in something that you won't regret doing, because you'll never regret pleasing the Lord.
Wow, that's good. That's really good. You actually stole something that I was really excited to talk about. But it was like one of our boundaries that we had, you want to know, was just communicate. Like, literally, it was like, that was one of the many that we had, but it was that we need to constantly have an open communication on where we are at.
Yeah.
On what we're comfortable with, because whenever you get into, and this is definitely more romantic relationships, but that we're talking about, but whenever you get into a romantic relationship, the first things first, as soon as I asked Emma, will you be my girlfriend? The second question I asked her was, all right, what boundaries do you want to put in place for our relationship?
And can I even say, he didn't ask, he said, these are.
That's true.
Which I thought was so honorable. You said, okay, cool. Now that we're in this thing, these are my boundaries. And it was it was so honorable to me.
Yeah. And well, and so, because it's so important. It's so important to lay that down. And I think whenever we go into this conversation about boundaries, or physical boundaries and emotional, because you can talk about emotional and spiritual boundaries at that point. Is one, there's going to be most likely times that a boundary is broken, our boundaries crossed. And that's whenever the communication boundary that we are constantly being communicating about, it, we're keeping each other accountable, that, like, you know what, emotionally, I feel like this is, like, we've crossed a boundary. Spiritually, I feel like we crossed a boundary. Physically, I feel like we crossed a boundary. And it's like, if you have crossed a boundary, like, physically in your past, the best time to do the right thing is right now. Like, seek forgiveness from the other person. Seek forgiveness from God and move forward. Continue to go forward in that, and continue to do the right thing right now at that. But yes, having that communicating, or being communicative. Communicative. Yeah, that's all right. I was going to say communicative. That's not right. Communicative.
That's probably the same spelling, just you emphasize one part more.
Probably.
Communicative.
Yeah, probably. But needless to say, it's so important to understand the power of grace and the power of mercy in that. But I kind of went off on a little rabbit hole. The reason I'm saying is this is for a romantic relationship is because you're going to come and start having that conversation, just as we did. And Emma's boundaries may be different than my boundaries. You may have a lot stricter of ideas than what I was even thinking. Like, you're like, don't even look at me for longer than 20 seconds. Like, that's a boundary of mine. Like, and it could be crazy. But, like, that requires a conversation.
Yeah.
And it requires a trust as well. And it requires some maturity of, like, you may be coming into this with some boundaries and the other person may not have any boundaries. And that person with no boundaries needs to honor the person with boundaries. Just because you don't have
some. If there's no boundaries, that's a red flag.
That's a red flag. Yeah,
just going to throw that out.
That's very true. But, like, or less boundaries or whatever. But, yeah. Like, going into it and realizing that it's like, okay, whatever honors both people. And if that is something for Emma that's not for me, well, then that's a boundary of our relationship because that honors Emma. And a relationship is not about yourself. Relationship is about the other person and loving the other person and figuring out, is this something we want to do together for the rest of our lives?
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's something so key that we can, like, yeah, but it's not a boundary for me, so I can do it. She just won't do it. Like, or he can do it, but I just won't do it.
Doesn't work that way.
But I think that's just something very important to continue to communicate. Mm-hmm. As a physical boundary, it's weird to say communicate, but that is so important.
Mm-hmm. And I think what's so cool here is we kind of, like, made a full circle as we were talking about emotional boundaries and the importance of knowing yourself and being mm-hmm. solid in who you are in the Lord and mm-hmm. where you're at, just having a self-awareness. But then we're talking about physical boundaries and how love is not self-seeking. Like, yeah. It's selfless. But I think there's such a sweet coupling of the two that in order to be selfless, I have to be aware of self. Yeah. I have to be aware of where I'm at with the Lord in order to love well, yeah. in order to be selfless. I think that's just really, really cool how they go together.
There's actually one thing I want to add, and it's going way back to spiritual boundaries.
Do it.
And so if we go back to spiritual boundaries, we talked about a spiritual boundary being not making someone God, or not having your relationship of God on or with God based on their relationship with God. As a Christian, I think this is very important to say. We are called to be equally yoked. And what that means is whenever you have two oxen, a yoke, you put a yoke on them, and they're meant for plowing a field. And whenever you have a really strong yoke next to a really weak one, they'll go all over the place. They can't walk straight because one's pulling harder than the other one, and one's pulling the stronger one down. So in the same way, whenever you look at this, I know it's a really funny, weird illustration of a couple oxen, but whenever you look at that, you don't want to be this super strong spiritually person with an extremely weak not Christian person. So as a Christian, I challenge you, don't missionary date. Like, don't go and just go find someone's like, no, don't worry, I'll save them later. Like,
they're just so cute. We'll get there.
But have you seen his eyes? Like, and I think a lot of times we can convince ourselves of that.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that equally yoke thing is the stronger ox in that scenario begins to become weaker.
Because bad company corrupts good morals.
Because bad company corrupts good morals, but at the same time, it's like that ox is not only carrying the weight of the plow of the relationship, but also the weight of the person.
Mm-hmm.
And at that point, you're going and you're trying to grow spiritually, but you realize that no one, like, that relationship is only taking and not giving.
Mm-hmm.
And so I want to be on equal playing field. That does not mean that, like, hey, Emma, do you have 20 verses memorized? Because I have 20 verses memorized. Like, it does not, it's not like that. There's times that Emma's up here and I'm right here. And then it goes here and I'm up here and Emma's down here. And there's spiritual highs and spiritual lows. And there's times of that that's like, man, I just feel dry in my spiritual walk right now. I'm praying and walking through that. And there's those times, but it's that we're both chasing after the Lord wholeheartedly.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's kind of going way back to spiritual, but I think a spiritual boundary for good. Christians is be in relationship with Christians.
Mm-hmm.
Like, be in solid relationship with Christians. I'm not telling you don't have non-believers like
in
with you
life,
because
yeah.
Jesus was that's a friend important. Of sinners. Like, he was in the tax collector's homes. He was with those people. But like, whenever you are having a core relationship, like a romantic relationship, like a solid friend that you talk life through, you want this to be equally yoked.
And I do love that you mentioned that because this is a different playing field. Like, when we're talking about dating and romance, you may not end up marrying the person that you're dating, mm-hmm. but you should have that in view. Yeah. That should be what you're evaluating and your intention mm-hmm. in that relationship. Like, I'm not going to just date just because it's fun and that's what everybody else is doing. Yeah. It's a serious relationship. It's such an important commitment marriage is. And so see this as different than like you just having somebody in your life who you know and you may be friends with or close with that like you're getting to tell them about who God is. That is different than somebody you potentially would marry and raise kids with. You got to think long term here because it's just a different kind of commitment that you make with no other person. Like you're only going to make a commitment of marriage to that person. Yeah. And do you really want it to be somebody who is not seeking wholeheartedly after God? Mm-hmm. That's huge. So yeah. I love that you brought that up.
Yeah. And when considering all boundaries and relationship boundaries, one thing was told to me in my early adolescent years. And I think it's so good as soon as I kind of started dating. Mm-hmm. It's so good because whenever I take a girl out, I want to treat her with love and respect. Because if that girl that I'm not taking out is not my wife, then that means that my wife is going out with some other guy. Mm-hmm. So I want to treat the girl that I'm going out with the way I want that guy to treat my wife that's going out with my wife. Mm-hmm. And does that make sense?
Like, no, that makes so much sense.
I want to treat that with love and respect and with kindness and as a godly man, the same that I want that man to treat my wife as a godly man and mm-hmm. love and respect her and prepare her for her heart for if she gets married or yeah. when she gets married.
So. That's so good. That Josh, that's so good. I want to acknowledge too that me and Josh are not oblivious to the reality. No, we're not to the reality that there are people who are tuning in right now who have crossed boundaries physically. Mm-hmm. Specifically, I'm talking physically because I feel like that just has a different weight. I mean, even scripture talks about like it's sin against your own body. Mm-hmm. It's different. Yeah. And God being such a good father wants to protect us from that, which is why he warns us against it so often. It's because he loves us. Yeah. But in any boundary, in any capacity, all of us have crossed boundaries. And I mean, even if you think back to the Garden of Eden, like that's when the fall happened, was because a boundary God put in place because he loved and because he was a protector, it was crossed. And I just want to encourage you that our God, he is so good and faithful that he knew we would all cross boundaries in one way or another. And that because of that, we were separated from him and we couldn't be in relationship with him anymore because crossing boundaries harms relationship. And through crossing the boundary of rebelling against God, it harmed the greatest relationship we could have ever had. Yeah. But God being so jealous, wanting a relationship with us so badly, not wanting any other gods before him, he made a way for us to be back in relationship with him through sending his one and only son, Jesus, who came and lived a life of never crossing a single boundary. Mm-hmm. He was tempted in every way. Mm-hmm. He was tried and tested in every way, but he didn't cross it. Mm-hmm. And he took the penalty that all of us deserve for crossing that boundary by dying a death on a cross, the death that he put on, all of the weight of our sin and us crossing these boundaries was put on him. Yeah. He died, he was buried, but 3 days later, he rose from the grave, defeating death, which was the wages for those sins and crossing those boundaries, defeating sin. He is so victorious. And now anybody who puts their trust in him, who calls on his name, who confesses that he is Lord and believes in their heart that God raised him from the dead shall be saved. He says that whenever you come to him and confess to him, he is faithful and just to forgive you and cleanse you of all unrighteousness. And so that's like the greatest thing that we could share with you. As Josh said, the right time to do the right thing is right now. If you have not put your trust in Jesus, today is a great day to do it. And also, the right time to do the right thing is right now. In view of God's mercy, move forward and let your filter of boundaries be, does this honor God? If you didn't do it yesterday, today's a great day to start.
That's good. Don't forget to like and subscribe.
And stay in tune for the merch.
Yes. Go and follow on Instagram. So if you want, if you actually do, if you're interested, if you're only if you're interested.
If you're intrigued.
If you're intrigued, go on MMA underscore collection. And there may be some giveaways. There may be some drops. Because I'll be honest with you, whatever we release that day, there's not much. And it's not being restocked.
It's going to come and go quick.
It's not being restocked.
Sadly.
So
be ready.
Yeah. But thank y'all for listening. Seriously, we love y'all so much. We love being able to do this with you. It's so fun that we get to honestly do this together. Mm-hmm. And we're really grateful for it. And we're really grateful that we get to come alongside y'all in your life and do life with y'all. And so seriously, don't forget to leave some reviews down below. If you're listening on Apple or Spotify, you can now leave reviews on Spotify, which is awesome. So go ahead and leave some reviews. Mm-hmm. Tell us what you thought about this episode. Review of what things that you would like to see on future episodes and everything like that. Also, take a photo of this episode. Share it on your Instagram. Share it in your stories.
Yeah.
Do whatever. Like, it'd be awesome. We'd love to see it. Tag us at Have You Heard Podcast. Mm-hmm. You can tag 1 Corinthians 13 Love.
You can
tag Josh underscore McDaniel. Just about forgot my handle. You can even tag MMA Collection if you want to. Maybe we'll shout you out and repost your story. But we're really thankful for y'all to watch this.
Yeah.
And we're really thankful you to turn in or tune in, not turn in. Tune in to this podcast and don't forget how awesome y'all are and go set some boundaries or go reevaluate your boundaries. Go and journal about that. We're praying for y'all on that. So,
'cause they're healthy. They're good.
Healthy boundaries are healthy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They're good.
We love y'all.
We love y'all so much. Talk to y'all next week.
See ya.
I pray blessings and encouragement and a deepening of faith over your life today. Be sure to subscribe, rate, give reviews, and go share this episode with all of your people so that we can continue to build our community and build our faith. Thank you for tuning in to the Have You Heard podcast, and don't forget how awesome you are.
This show is part of the Converge Podcast Network.